when the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
This is Wendell Niles, and that's Bing Crosby you hear whistling. In the Kraft Music Hall, there's John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and chorus, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, and our special guest, pop jazz pianist Eddie Haywood, and a zingy, swingy lassie with a sassy chassis, Ella Logan.
Wendell, this is, I want to tell you a thing before you go here. This is a little gentler show than that Bob Hope pokey pokey you work on.
Oh?
No baggy pants or red noses or swirling eardrums or anything. Trying to get along in a mellow mood. Let's be straight tonight, huh?
Oh, I will be. I'll be very straight tonight, Bing. I'm getting paid.
I see what you mean.
Hey, how'd you make out yesterday, Bing, in the Valentine department?
Oh, I had a grand Valentine's Day.
Yes, I really did,
but somebody laid an anonymous item on me, Wendell. I can't for the life of me figure out who sent it.
Well, how about reading it aloud? Maybe there's some hint in it.
Well, I can do that, yes. See, it's to my Valentine, and I quote, "Singing's a young man's racket, so why groan all night and all day? Maybe you'd just better sack it. All or nothing at all, hey." See, it's not a... not a clue there. I see nothing that indicates who it might be from.
You don't think maybe that other crooner sent it?
Ridiculous. Rudy Valley and I have been pals for years. As I was walking down the street, down the street, down the street, I met somebody who was mighty sweet, mighty fancy. I asked her if she'd like to have a song, make with the song. All the fellas standing on the walk, wishing that they were me. Mama, mama, let me dress up tonight, dress up tonight, dress up tonight. I got a piece of gold to dress up tonight, dance by the light of the moon. I'm going to dance with the dolly with the hole in the socket, while the knees keep knocking, toes keep rocking. I'm going to dance with the dolly with the hole in the socket, dance by the light of the moon.
Mama, put that cat on.
I'm gonna dance with the dolly, with the hole in her stocking, while I knees keep knocking, and I toes keep rocking. I'm gonna dance with the dolly, with the hole in her stocking. I'm gonna dance by the light of the moon. I'm gonna dance tonight by the light of the moon, of the silvery moon. By the light of the moon, I'm gonna dance tonight. By the light of the moon, by the light of the moon, oh, the silvery moon.
With the hole in stocking,
while the knees keep a knocking and the toes keep a rocking.
Dance with the dolly with the hole in stocking, on the
dance by the light of the moon.
I'm gonna dance by the light. At 23, Eddie Haywood is already a past master of the three-pedal percussion instrument, sometimes called the piano. Dr. Haywood, presiding over the 88 in his subtle 18th and beat manner at the head of his own clever six-piece combo, has for the past couple seasons been breaking records at Manhattan's Cafe Society downtown. Maybe you've heard his record of Begin the Begin. I have, and it really fractured me. Hold tight, everybody, because here it comes. Thank you.
Baird is a comely Colleen who does a ballad with an understanding touch. I believe you'll find her delivery of There Goes That Song Again very colorful. With a highly exhaustive exercise, get on both.
Well, get on board.
Oh, the chillin'.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, the chillin'.
Get on board.
Oh, the chillin', cause the troops are being aboard.
I hear that train coming. I hear it just at hand. I hear those car wheels rumbling and a turning through the land.
Get on board. Oh, the chillin'.
Woo-hoo. Oh, the chillin'. Get on board.
Oh, the chillin', cause the troops are being aboard.
Oh, the train don't care, no gamblers, the train. Oh, the train don't care, no gamblers, the train.
Very nice, Jen. Very moving. We're really going to crack out our gayest panoply and roll out the large, Matt, for the Bonnie Lassie who's fresh back from a USO tour of the Italian theaters of the war. It was her second trip there, incidentally. Ella Logan. Mighty proud, Ella. Mighty proud indeed.
Thanks, Billy. But do you know what I was proudest of?
Well, tell us, fella, Ella.
Well, the boys I met over there gave me a nickname. I'm the sweetheart of Fifth Army.
You mean you let the other four get away?
Ah, they were busy somewhere else.
You weren't cracking down.
No. But it was wonderful the way those Fifth Army lads welcomed entertainers things. For a long while, you know, they had a mighty slim time of it.
No shows, huh? Well, I'm sure you were the feast after the entertainment famine.
Of course, some of them had seen Bob Hope.
Okay, right.
The boys in Italy have seen a couple of swell plays.
Oh, really? Legitimate plays?
Mm-hmm. Annabella and Blythe Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And Catherine Cornell and Brian O'Hearn and the Bat at the Wimple Street.
Well, I've heard about that. You know, and surprisingly enough, it's said that the GIs are just mad for the drama. Would you believe it? On one occasion, some of them even suggested that I go in for acting.
Was that?
That's the right thing.
I'd like to compare notes, Jim.
Mrs. Chappell?
What kind of an act did you do over there?
Oh, ladies first. You tell me.
Well, first I'd sing a couple of songs.
Me too. First I'd knock a couple of songs.
Then I'd tell a couple of jokes.
Then I'd tell a couple of jokes.
Then I'd always remember to sort of dress up and kind of show off my sitting.
You want to start from the top again? We'll get...
Did you have any particularly exciting times, Ella?
Well, I was pretty close to the front, as far as they allow performing. It was kind of exciting. I did have one memorable moment, though, in the Jeep.
That I can believe, but...
Well, one night, I was late in getting back to the zone in which it was quartered. So I urged the driver to hurry.
Hey, little woman, nobody is.
Of course, now you know that rules are very strict.
Are we?
So I kept saying, boys, you know I've got to be home by midnight.
Little Ella, the G.I. Cinderella, huh?
Well, this did what they thought. One of them said, sure, boy, don't you know? The fellow isn't home but 12, she turns into a med kit.
I'm glad to see you got home on time, Ella. But how's the turning into the opening bars of your very special treatment of Lockdown Lock?
This horse in the sea, and we all play a part, the lover, the dreamer, and the clown. Now the lover and dreamer are always in fear, while the clown, Fritz and Jen, are out. Even though you're on the mix of laughs on laughs, even though something inside is grieving, laughs on laughs, don't let your heart grow too mellow. No, 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 just be a real punchinello, fellow. You're supposed to break an upper place, so laughs on laughs. Paint a lot of smiles around your face and laugh loud.
You really locked it up. Peter Gray ingratiating soon. It's just Louie, I believe. I don't get around too much. By Nat Burton and Ted Brewer.
Don't ever change. Don't lose the love light in your eyes. It should have flamed, dear, never die while we're apart. Don't ever change the lyrics to our song of love. Don't let the moonlight up above bring you a change of heart. When storms are far behind you and the sun is back in the sky, my darling, I want to find you as I left you. We kiss goodbye. Don't rearrange the little dream I'm clinging to. Say the way I remember you. And don't. Thank you.
10 years ago, I played a part of that juvenile role, of course. My nurse was on the set with me every day. But she was, why do you laugh, Wayne? In a dream entitled, after the traditional dilemma of the daisy, she loves me not. Historians of the cinema do say that this plucky Paramount musical was one of the agreeable items in a season that was a real banner year for Hollywood. You're right, King, 1934 was a big year all over. See, that was the year the literary digest held its famous straw vote and drew the wrong straw. It was the year the German people made the big mistake of making Hitler their chancellor. Unlike 1945, the year in which Adolf Fickelgruber makes the mistake of being Hitler. In 1934, the people of Japan learned to fear a hurricane even more than their previous catastrophe by earthquake. And today they're learning about Admiral Mitscher in the Navy, I believe. Can say that again. On the lighter side, 1934 brought forth such pleasant Tin Pan Alley hits as Love Thy Neighbor, June in January, and Tomorrow She Loves Me Not Medley, straight from the show.
I got it.
I know the words that I use are simple and not very smart. But what I say to you, straight from the shoulder, right from my heart. Others may sing of the spring, but them making love is an art. But when I sing to you, straight from the shoulder, right from the heart. Who cares if others may laugh, if as a lover I am grieved? Who cares? Let them all laugh. Long as you know just what I mean. As old as the hills, it's true. To whisper I love you, I do. But when I say I love you, I do. And when I pray that we'll never part, it's straight from the shoulder, right from the heart to you.
Well, 1934 was the year when streamlined cars featured freewheeling and knee action. Streamlined ladies of fashion introduced longer skirts down to the ankle.
No knee action.
In those days, if a waiter in a restaurant had an accident, you'd hear the boss saying,
what's the matter, you weak or something? Wash up and get your check and get out of here.
In contrast to 1945, in a similar moment, when you hear the boss saying,
oh, Montague, you poor dear boy. You're tired, aren't you? You've been doing too much.
Here, now, let me clean up the nasty old pieces. You'll touch yourself. Can I get you anything? You go and lie down. Have a bend to dream. Better still,
take a week off, full pay. Go ahead, break.
But some things don't change that much. And now, as 10 years ago, young lads in love still think in terms of our next She Loves Me Not Ditty.
I'm humming as my daily work is through. And I know the night is coming. And the night will find me arm in arm with you. I'm whistling, looking at a lovely moon. When the stars above are glistening, and the tickled as a baby with a toy balloon. La 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 la, I'm singing, happy as a boy can be. Cause I see you right there waiting, underneath the usual tree for tea. If you wonder why I'm a hummer, and if you wonder why I'm whistling, if you wonder why I'm singing, well, I'm singing and I'm humming and I'm whistling all the day, cause I'm on my way to you.
Outstanding silly pastime of 1934 was the game Knock Knock.
Knock Knock. Well, shall we, for instance?
Okay, for instance, I say Knock Knock.
Who's there?
Sinatra.
Hmm, it was a silly game, wasn't it?
Oh, well, Sinatra who? Sinatra's story when it happens to you.
Oh, you.
That sounds suspiciously like a joke you're breaking into your own show every Wednesday night with John Trindle at 7 o'clock on the blue. Did that sound like a casual plug? Thank you very much, Bing. A more serious note, in 1934 was the outstanding romantic ballad introduced
like
to Love
Tree Margo.
Love in Bloom.
Oh, yes.
Can it be the tree that still a breeze with rare and magic perfume?
Oh, no.
free. It's love in blue. Can it be the spring?
Our special guest will be that wonderful contralto, Marian Anderson. Good night.